I'll just talk a little, real briefly about myself so you can kind of know my background, where I came from, and I'll just dive in straight on to where to find deals. So, as Travis showed the picture of my family, so that's first and foremost, the most important thing to me is them, my wife and my children. We're expecting another little one in December. It's funny now that we've had all these kids and we have identical twin girls too, and my wife's almost 14 months pregnant, still hasn't been to the doctor. And she called because her OBGYN retired. And we didn't even know. So she called and couldn't get an appointment, so she just kind of let it ride and she got a new one. And they were freaking out on her. Like, freaking out. She's like, no big deal. I got 5 kids. We're good. And you're like, no, you don't understand, ma'am. And my wife called me like, they want me to drive like half an hour and go, and I got the kids. And anyway, it's pretty funny. So we have a pretty crazy life. I'm a house full of women. The oldest of, there's 4 of us in the family. I'm the oldest. I have all sisters as well. So I got the female mind dialed in really good. All I do, yeah, it's easy. Here.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you're right. That's it, those 2 things. Just shut your mouth and be agreeable. So, it's good. I originally grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Met my wife in Arizona. We went to Arizona State. My bachelor's degree was in microbiology. Graduated summa cum laude from Arizona State University, and of which I really applied nothing to what we do nowadays. So it's not that uncommon anymore, is it? I originally wanted to go to medical school and went down that path, only to find out, when I did all of my volunteer work and set for the MCAT and was going to submit my paperwork, you know what they all told me? Not to even go into the profession. Every single mentor and volunteer that I had that I went trained with told me that I was crazy to go into that line of work. I told them, at that time I had a part-time job and I was in software. And so they got to know me a little bit and I told them some of my passions and dreams. They're like, oh, you'd be much better sticking with that type of career than going into what we're at, because things in the medical field are drastically going to change by the time you get out of medical school. And so I took that advice, and from that advice I spent just over 7 years in software, and we provided a company called Infusionsoft. And you look them up, infusionsoft.com. They're a pretty big company now. When I started with them, they're just a garage startup. So what they do is they provide marketing software to small business owners and entrepreneurs. They provide a lot of agents, brokers, people in the real estate investing space use them as well. So when I started there was maybe 10 of us, shared an office with the founder, and I just got a whole new education in entrepreneurship, small business growth, leadership, and as a result from that experience, I was also, my mind was opened up to personal development and just really self-improvement stuff, and just it took me all over the world, and I got to share the stage with some of our country's leading thought leaders and get to know them personally, because guess what I was doing for their business? Implementing software to help them grow and scale. So it was just a wonderful experience for me and for my family. Fast forward to that, I then had another mentor. So you'll kind of see the trend here going in a minute. Had another mentor who was he's probably the world's leading direct response copywriter. So writes all the campaigns for like Proactive and all the stuff for Gunther Ranker. And so I was able to mentor and work for that company at an executive level as well. So I had just all these great experiences, but here's how I'll tie all this in. So the power of having mentors and being part of a mastermind group. And that's what I was exposed to. So Travis, remember, talked about that equity trust event that we went to. That was almost 3 years ago now. And one of the owners of Equity Trust is a personal friend of mine. So it's a family-run business of the Desich family. And we are in one of those, have you ever been to like an adventure club kind of group where you do crazy activities like jump down airplanes and, you know, racing fast cars or whatever. So we had this mastermind group that we belong to. He called me up and invited us to go to his annual customer appreciation event. And so that's where Travis and I were first exposed to notes in depth. Travis already had many years in real estate and creative finance, but there was this buzz and craze about specifically non-performing notes and the abundance in inventory that there is in the marketplace right now, unlike there has ever been before. Because before is we were creating notes and we've been talking about seller finance and then we were, you know, marketing to those people and trying to find those type of deals. And so right now we have an opportunity to potentially, you know, acquire these assets at, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to going and paying much more for the actual real property itself and really being truly passive and cash flowing these assets. So it was awesome to have that exposure and do that. From there, there are some other trainers and people that we networked with, and so we just kind of collected some additional mentors and received additional education and training. And then from there, Travis talked about the learn, act, share. So we learned first, part of the group, and got some additional mentors, and then we acted. So we just started deploying some of our capital in various assets. And so once we got comfortable with the collateral and working through these loans and to truly know what we were in possession of, then we started sharing it with others. And so as we went through, Capstone Funding Group is our deal arm. The deal machine is what we call it in the office. And that's where we're acquiring loans, working them out, and cash flowing them for our portfolio and as well as our investor partners' portfolio that we own as well. And then we come over into the education and training arm that is just something that we're passionate about, we love to do. It's how we govern ourselves and, you know, our families and how we govern ourselves in business and just everything in life. So hopefully you all appreciate that, and it kind of brings it full circle.